Welcome to the Coco Nomad Podcast, a show about location-independent entrepreneurship. I'll discuss the techniques, tools, and tips that can help you balance work and travel, and share my experiences and experiments in trying to make both a living and a life. Hey everyone, Coco Nomad here, back with another video, and I wanted to talk about this process that I have. I've switched to a more frequent output, and I used to do these weekly retrospectives, and bi-weekly actually, and so now I'm switching to do them more frequently in hopes of gaining a lot of different benefits. And so I wanted to kind of walk through, this is the first one, the initial weekly retrospective and review. But it's basically borrowing a title from Sean Allen's channel, who I'm a big fan of, another iOS developer, and what am I working on? So I think that just resonates a little bit more than you know, weekly retrospective. I think a lot of people listen to that and think, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is. But basically, it's just I'm taking a step back at the end of the week. I like to review the past week and to take stock in what happened, and then use that to make decisions about what I'm going to do in the next week, planning the work and planning the changes, if any, that I need to make. So let's get started. The basic questions to a retrospective that I use are four. One is, what went well? What didn't go well? What I learned? And then what still puzzles me? So that's like, I learned some things, and there might be some things that I still am like really confused about. And then I've added a new one, because those are four pretty standard. And then for me, this one leads me into the planning. It's like, what will I do differently? It's like, what am I going to change? Now that I've recognized that these things aren't going well, I've learned some things, I know where I still have some blind spots where I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do next, or quite sure how to assess something, but I can still take some action. So what am I going to do? So those are the five questions that I am currently using to structure my weekly reviews, and they can change. I mean, that's part of the review as well. It's like, does this format work? I don't know. We're going to find out. So like, hopefully you'll continue to watch the series of videos, follow along, and either pick up some guidance on the tactic and using this as a practice, or also just to keep up with like, hey, what the heck I'm doing. So let's go ahead and get started, go through that format. First one, what went well? Well, the biggest thing is that I'm actually creating content again. Like, there are videos coming out. I'm more active on social media. I'm actually sharing little nuggets of information, little sort of day in the life types of things. I wasn't a person that really wanted to do that for a long time, even as a digital nomad. I've been doing this for like 5 years now, and I just never wanted to be that YouTuber or person on social media. It's like showing myself at the beach or going around, but I think there's some value in some of it. And I found my connection point, which was the work. Like, I still work, you know, I'm not laying on a beach. I'm not retired. I'm not financially independent or any of these things. And even if I was, I still like doing stuff. I get an idea and I get really excited about creating something new, which is why I have so many different projects. My problem is just trying to manage those. And we'll get into that a little bit, but I'm happy. That's my win. This is where I say what went well. I pat myself on the back and take some positivity going forward before we get into some of the other things. So what didn't go so well? And that is, I'm still not, I haven't been as productive in terms of, like, for instance, a client project. I really want to move that a bit faster. I want some of these outputs, these stories. I want some features, if you will, that are there in the application. I want to be done a lot faster. And so I really have to figure out what I'm going to do. And the same thing is happening on other projects. I'm managing some multiple projects, and it's like things are getting lost in the weeds. It's really hard for me to ramp up to get like back on track when I do go to another project. And I'm like, what is that about? And trying to figure out that. So I really wanted to address those types of things. So, which moves me into, what have I learned? Well, one thing I learned is I need a clearer process for managing this work across the multiple projects. So I use certain tools, but it's time for me to start reevaluating, A, am I using these tools in the most effective way? And B, are these even the right tools for me to be using? So the first thing I'm going to do is, and I sort of need to say this for differently, but I do need to take stock in that, and then we'll figure out what I'm going to do differently. So what if I, what else have I learned? I need to be more intentional about time. I think I, unlike a lot of people that I know, is I have an abundance of time. Like, I don't have like kids to take care of, or pets, or spouse, or any kinds of things like that. So my calendar is wide open. So it's like, hey, do you want to watch cartoons all day, or do you want to go to the beach? Like, I can totally do that. But what that also means is other things get left by the wayside and they don't progress and they move. So for me, I have to respect the calendar and respect the time and honor the time that I do have and allocate time to things and not just let them sort of, oh, I'll get to it. You know, like I'll eventually get to it. Yeah, of course, if I book some time, box it and commit to actually doing it during this time and getting to those steps and doing those things. And there's this productivity law called Parkinson's law, basically. It's just like you'll fill the time for that task with as much time as you're allocated. So it's like if I give myself 4 hours to do something, I'll take 4 hours to do it. But if I give myself 2 hours to do it, I'll figure out some way to get it done in 2 hours. Your brain just starts working on solving the problem of how. And I'll do a video at some point about constraints, and that's what that is. It's like when you give yourself constraints, the mind does really cool stuff. It's like we are just geared towards like figuring out how to do something with what we have. We do the best with what we have. That's just how we operate. And if we shrink what we have, in this case, in terms of time, our brains will actively work to figure out, hey, wait a minute, I still want to get this done. How can I get this done? So those are the two biggest things I've learned. What still puzzles me is kind of leading to what I was saying, like the best tools to navigate these projects. I'm not really sure if the process that I'm using, I've been using some processes that I really learned in my career from software development and Agile and Scrum. It's kind of like helped me, but I'm at a point now where I'm trying to evaluate for myself, like what are the smaller steps? Like what do the tactics look like? So the strategy may still be fine. I'm still a fan of the strategy, right? But maybe my tactics are off and maybe my tools are not quite optimal. Things change. I have preferences, like I still like to write things down on paper, which is why I have a paper burner list, and I'll drop a link in the notes for that video. It was released last week, I think, and I talk about the burner list, and it's on paper, and I still use it, but I also still use tools like Trello or Asana or Pivotal Tracker, and so like, and sometimes I have to use multiple because I may personally like one of those tools, but one of my clients might prefer another tool. So I still have to work across these tools. And that's one of the things that I'm sort of working with is like the optimal way to work across multiple tools, because it's not about one tool being a silver bullet and fixing all the things and being the best thing. It's about for this project, this is the preferred tool. Sometimes I have some say in what that tool is. Sometimes I don't. I've had clients that use Notion, have clients that use Rally, I've had clients that use Pivotal Tracker, even Asana or Jira. Oof. Developers, I know. Yeah, I know. But it doesn't matter. We have to work with these tools. And what I'm working on now are ways to better work across these various tools into my own personal system of productivity so that no matter what those tools are, I can still get what I need to get done and be as efficient and effective as I can be. So that leads me to the final question of the retrospective. What will I do differently? Well, one I actually made a whole video about, and I'll drop a link in the notes, and that is I'm moving to weekly sprints. This is my weekly personal sprints. So for me, regardless of whether a client is on 2 week sprints, for me, it's really, really helpful for me to manage all the things that I want to get done to actually have weekly sprints. It helps me working with my accountability partners. Now I'm up to three, I think. I should know that. And because I'm doing some coaching as well, so we kind of have a mix of accountability and coaching depending on who I'm working with. And so it's really important for me to get that constant feedback. And then the second thing that I'm doing differently is I'm just finally going to stop fighting the calendar. I was a big sort of Stephen Covey pocket day planner person in the early part of my career when I was still doing waterfall software development. So these projects would just go for a long time. We just keep working on features off of requirements. And then like maybe 6 months later, you give the client the software and then they just like, that's not what I had in mind. And so you just like spend a lot of time. But in that world, in that life, I spent a lot of time with this big daily planner and I would go hour by hour by hour by hour. And it kind of left a sour taste in my mouth. And then it got more sour when I started working for a big law firm. I worked for a huge law firm. And so you have to track all your time. It's like they're really big on tracking time and it has to be billable. It has to be billable to a client. You basically only get about 30 minutes, I believe, is what my allocation was for administrative tasks in a given day. And everything else needed to be attributable to a client. And that's just like, those two things really had me thinking and had a negative attitude about calendars and time. So I went really far the other way. I'm just like, I will mess with time. I don't want to do this stuff anymore. I want to try to do things where I'm just super, super, super free, which led to me to have this abundance of time and making my life where I would have an abundance of time. But there's pitfalls to that too, and that no, I still need to. So I'm working on that balance point in the middle where I'm actually able to allocate time, put things on my calendar without feeling calendar overwhelmed, that like every segment of my day is booked. And I'll share as I'm experimenting with these in future videos about how I'm doing my time blocks, time boxing, and how I'm working through that. So that is the retrospective, and I know that going forward, but then I can just kind of dive in a little bit for how I tend to, at a project level, how I assess and review. So what I like to do is I like to do basically it's kind of a daily stand up for the areas that I'm working in. And for instance, right now, the biggest thing is this channel and my consulting business all around the Coco Nomad brand, Coco Nomad Studio, LLC, like all of the work that I'm doing here. And I've got a lot of projects that I'm trying to get done by the end of the year. So I ask three questions, just like I do at the daily level here. And that is, what did I ship? Like, what did I get done? And I've added scrum meetings with one of my accountability partners. I've added some scheduled co-working sessions for my teammates and launching that as a product for people to do and be able to work with me and help them get unstuck as I'm working remotely and doing all these different things. So that's sort of still in the works, but it's launched. And then reorganizing my work in Trello. I use a board called Central Station, which is just the way I like to think about a train station, a central station, where I move things in that I'm working on, and that's my personal board, and that's how I orient my work for the week. And I'll do a video that just kind of shows how I'm actually doing this, but that was the biggest change that I made this past week. So that moves me into what's next, like what am I working on this week? And the big areas are, one, getting YouTube videos done. So I have two, and I've just worked on the what's next video, or what am I working on? And then I talked about the switch to weekly sprints, and I might actually have a stretch goal of getting the third one in when I talk about accountability partners revisit. I've made some changes in how I work with my accountability partners, and I think it might be interesting and helpful if you're doing the same and you're interested in changing some things, or if you aren't doing it, the benefits of having an accountability partner. So I've created some new playlists for things that are coming, and getting, for instance, the new separate channel created. So I've got a domain for my new channel, which is going to be programmer related. I don't know if you know, if you look at my videos, you'll see about three or four videos that are related to app development, mobile app development, software development in the Apple space, iOS, macOS. And I'm going to move that to a separate channel just so it's more focused, because I've got some neat projects that I've been wanting to work on that have been delayed but I don't want to confuse. People come in here and say, wait, what's all this stuff about machine learning? I don't care about machine learning. It's like, okay, let me move the machine learning stuff over to a separate channel. You can build some machine learning models and things like that, and some other types of things. There are some crossover because I am building some productivity tools, or I should say I have built productivity tools. I've got like three or four of these things that I just randomly have in my pocket and have never released, and I want to fix that. And so changing the way I'm working is going to allow me to get clear separation and allocate time to keep these things moving and get all of these things done in a reasonable and manageable amount of time without stressing myself out, because I'm not about that. I'm about the super chill cartoon snacks and nap life. That is my life. So I'm not going to be obstructing that in any way, but I'm still going to get crap done. So we'll see. So that is just basically where I am this week and what I'm working on. The client work, of course, is ongoing. We're going to be shipping more things out, and hopefully I'll have something to talk about with that fairly soon as well. I'm super excited about that. I think it's a software application that would be very useful for people, and it's rolling out slowly, so it'll be targeted, but I'm excited. It's pretty much slated for like a summer release, early summer release. So I'm excited about that. And so that is how I plan my week. That's what I'm working on. These are things that are coming. So, you know, click like, comment, subscribe. In fact, what are you working on? So like, follow along with me. Come with me with this. Like, drop in the comments like one or two things. It doesn't have to be a lot. You don't want to overload yourself. It's like, what are one or two things that if you got done this week, it's a huge win for you. It's going to build your confidence. It's going to help you have the momentum going further and like keep going. It's just like positively reinforcing what you're doing. let me know. I'm really interested. So we'll continue to have this dialogue. I'll continue to make videos. Look forward to hearing more, and I hope you have an amazing week. Thanks for watching and listening. Cheers.